extended her languorous hand towards Captain De Vere of the Palace Guard. He stood to attention. "Dear Captain," she said, "you may have the pleasure of the next dance."
"Acting like a hussy," said Granny disapprovingly. Nanny gave her an odd look.
"Not really," she said.
"Anyway, a bit of hussing never did anyone any harm. At least none of those men looked like the Duck. Here, what you doing?"
This was to a small bald-headed man who was trying surreptitiously to set up a small easel in front of them.
If you ladies could just hold still for a few minutes," he said shyly, "for the woodcut."
"What woodcut?" said Granny Weatherwax.
"You know," said the man, opening a small penknife. "Everyone likes to see their woodcut in the broadsheets after a ball like this. Lady Thing enjoying a joke with Lord What's-it, that sort of thing."
Granny Weatherwax opened her mouth to reply, but Nanny Ogg laid a gentle hand on her arm. She relaxed a little and sought for something more suitable to say.
"I knows a joke about alligator sandwiches," she volunteered, and shook Nanny's hand away. "There was a man, and he went into an inn, and he said, 'Do you sell alligator sandwiches?' And the other man said, 'Yes,' and he said, 'Then give me an alligator sandwich, and don't be a long time about it.'"
She gave a triumphant look.
"Yes," said the woodcutter, chipping away quickly. And then what happened?"
Nanny Ogg dragged Granny away quickly, searching for a distraction.
"Some people don't know a joke when they hear it," said Granny.
As the band launched into another number, Nanny Ogg fumbled in a pocket and found the dance card that belonged to an owner now slumbering peacefully in a distant room.
"Sir Roger the Coverley?"
"Ma'am?"
Granny Weatherwax looked around. A plump military man with big whiskers was bowing to her. He looked as though he'd enjoyed quite a few jokes in his time.
"Yes?" "You promised me the honour of this dance, m'lady."
"No, I didn't."
The man looked puzzled.
"But I assure you, Lady Derangement, your card. My name is Colonel Moutard."
Granny gave him a look of deep suspicion and then read the dance card attached to her fan.
"Ow!
Do you know how to dance?"
hissed Nanny.
"Of course. Never seen you dance," said Nanny.
Granny Weatherwax had been on the point of giving the Colonel as polite a refusal as she could manage. Now she threw back her shoulders defiantly.
"A witch can do anything she puts her mind to, Githa Ogg. Come, Mr. Colonel."
Nanny watched as the pair disappeared into the throng.
"Hello, foxy lady," said a voice behind her.
She looked around. There was no one there.
"Down here."
She looked down. A very small body wearing the uniform of a captain in the palace guard, a powdered wig, and an ingratiating smile beamed up at her.
"My name's Casananda," he said. "I'm reputed to be the world's greatest lover. What do you think?"
Nanny Ogg looked him up and down, or at least down and further down.
"You're a dwarf," she said.
"Size isn't important."
Nanny Ogg considered her position. One colleague, known for her shy and retiring nature, was currently acting like what's-her-name, the heathen queen who was always playing up to men very odd and dancing with a man, even though she didn't know one foot from the other. Nanny Ogg felt she was at least owed a bit of time in which to be her own woman.
"Can you dance as well?" she said wearily.
"Oh, yes. How about a date?"
"How old do you think I am?" said Nanny.
Casananda considered.
"All right, then," he said. "How about a prune?"
Nanny sighed and reached down for his hand.
"Come on."
Lady Valentia d'Arrangement staggered limply along a passageway, a forlorn, thin shape in complicated corsetry and ankle-length underwear. She wasn't at all sure what had happened. There had been that frightful woman, and then this feeling of absolute bliss, and then she'd been sitting on the carpet with her dress off. Lady Valentia had been to enough balls in her dull life to know that there were occasions when you woke up in strange rooms with your dress off, but that tended to be later in the evening, and at least you had some idea of why you were there. She eased her way along, holding onto the wall. Someone was definitely going to get told off about this. A figure came around a bend in the corner, idly tossing a turkey leg into the air with one hand and catching it with the other.